This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we look at the future of coal this week, one group that's not much of a fan of the coal industry right now are Native Americans in the Pacific Northwest. 57 tribes in the region have come together to oppose plans to build coal export terminals in Oregon and Washington State. From the public media collaborative Earth Fix, Ashley Ahern looks at one tribe's fight in Washington against what could become the largest coal export terminal in North America.
Jay Julius pulls up his hoodie and guns the engine of his fishing boat as we leave the Lummi Reservation just south of the Canadian border. Julius is a council member of the Lummi Nation, and Cherry Point, just ahead of us, used to be a home base for his people before they signed the land over to the federal government in the 1850s. Human remains dating back more than 3,000 years have been found there.
So that's Cherry Point, and then the cliff starts right there, and that's where the signs of an ancient village are. Monstrous village.
Coal companies have their way, there could be an export terminal there. At maximum capacity, the Gateway Pacific Terminal would draw more than 450 ships per year to pick up Wyoming coal and deliver it to Asia. Those ships would travel through tribal fishing areas. For the Lummi, whose membership hovers around 4,500 people, the $15 million fishing industry is a key economic driver. Brightly colored crab pots dot the water around Julius's boat.
So you have numerous fishermen up here right now fishing. What does that mean to our treaty right to fish? This will be no more.
Tribal treaty fishing rights are powerful in this region. Tribes have stopped other projects, like fish farms or waterfront developments, when they demonstrated that the projects would affect their fishing areas. Tribes and other communities in the Northwest are worried the increase in coal trains will cause traffic congestions and pollution along the train route, and they're worried about the effects of climate change once the coal's burned. More than 50 tribes have signed a letter opposing the coal export proposals in the region. One Lummi tribal member took things a step further. Jewel James carved a 22-foot-long totem pole and drove it on the back of a truck from the coal fields of Wyoming all the way to British Columbia, along the proposed route of the coal trains. He stopped in Seattle to talk.
We're hoping that this route that we're taking will help unify people all along that train route.
James says he feels for the families in the coal industry who have suffered as domestic coal use has gone down in recent years.
We know what it's like as Indian country to wake up one morning and don't have a job because we have the highest unemployment, underemployment, the worst poverty in the country.
Coal use in the U.S. has dropped as more coal-fired power plants close or shift to natural gas. That has coal companies trying to find routes to sell their product overseas. But the route to the Asian market through the Northwest won't be an easy one if the people who were here first have anything to say about it. I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.